Ladies and gentlemen, federal employees, today we're talking about how you, as a federal employee, can save taxes specifically when you are taking TSP withdrawals and the main things you want to consider so that you keep as much money as you possibly can legally while reducing your taxes, again, legally, as best as you possibly can. Because here's the deal, there's a million different types of taxes and different ways we can be taxed or could be taxed, and there's a million different ways to save taxes. But I'm going to focus today on the two most important strategies that if you keep these in mind as you make withdrawals throughout your retirement, you're going to be 95% there as a federal employee. Now, if you have other things going on, whether a business or rental property, there's obviously a ton of other things to consider, but we're going to focus today on the average federal employee who has a TSP and the things they want to consider when taking money out in retirement. Now, if you are new here, so good to have you. My name is Dallin Hawes, a financial planner that helps federal employees with this sort of thing all the time to maximize your benefit and to keep as much money in your own pocket and to retire confident. Okay, so let's dive right in. Again, like I said, this is just looking at a very small aspect of taxes. Okay, now it's a very important aspect, especially for federal employees, because as you know, throughout your career, it is relatively easy here in your TSP. It's relatively easy to get money into the TSP, right? It comes straight out of your paychecks. It is simple. You're used to it. You've been doing it for decades. You got this one down pat, right? However, where most people get into trouble is right here when they're trying to take money out because it messes with their head. And this is why. So many people go into retirement and they say, wow, I have $1 million in my TSP, or I have $500,000. I've never had access to that kind of money before, right? It gets in their head, right? And so let's say you have $500,000 or whatever the number is for you. A lot of people, they say, wow, I've got that amount right there. And so their wheels start turning, right? They start thinking, oh, what could I do with $500,000 or a piece of that, right? And when something comes up, they often want to go to their TSP to fund that. Now, I'm not saying that's a bad thing necessarily, right? Your TSP is for you to enjoy. You've worked hard to save it. It's for you to enjoy in retirement, period, stop, okay? However, you want to be careful when taking withdrawals, especially for large things. When you get excited in retirement, you've got that big dream boat or whatever it is that you want to get, just be careful. I'm not saying you can't or shouldn't do it. I'm just saying be careful. Here are a couple things to consider, okay? Number one, if you can do this, this is going to get you really, really far along the way of just making sure you don't make huge tax mistakes in retirement. That is, be careful with big withdrawals, okay? If you ever take a withdrawal that's large, okay, now large does depend on how much money you make. If someone takes home $200,000 already and they take a $50,000 TSP withdrawal, it may not change their tax bracket at all, right? Or if you make $50,000 and you take $50,000, that may change your tax bracket significantly. It just depends where you're at anyway and what that does to your tax bracket, okay? So big does, it's relative, okay, it's gonna change, but generally speaking, larger withdrawals all in a single tax year, you want to be really, really careful, okay? And this is why. Let me do a quick picture to show you why, okay? Let's say this is your income over here, okay? And basically at different levels are different tax rates, okay? And once your income goes over these lines, these brackets, you pay higher percentage of your money to taxes, okay? Let's say this is 10%, 12%, 22%, whatever. You could go up the line, okay? So let's say right now you're about here, okay? You're working, and then you're retired, and then all of a sudden you take a big TSP withdrawal. Then boom, let's say boom, your income goes there, maybe just for a year or whatever it may be. But for that year, the percent of taxes that you're going to pay on the TSP withdrawal that you take is going to be significantly more. The percentage you're going to pay is going to be higher than you otherwise would. So you just want to be careful. In the tax world, whenever possible, we like to flatten out this line, okay? If we could just even do this, even if your income in the average year was a little higher, but you didn't have that spike, you'd probably save taxes over time. Because again, big spikes in income mean a huge percentage of that money goes to taxes. Okay, we live in a progressive tax system. That means the more income you have, the more percentage it goes to taxes. So whenever you're thinking about a big withdrawal, whether it's that dream home, that dream boat, or those renovations you want to do, whatever it is, just be careful. I'm not saying you can't or shouldn't. Again, it's your money. Do whatever you want. Just be wary of what that's going to do to your tax bracket. Okay? If you just type into Google right now, 2024, or whatever year you're in when you're watching this, 2024 tax brackets, you can find the bracket of at different points. You're going to hit these different brackets. At some point, you're going to hit the 10%, 12%, 22%, all the way up. And as you see, many federal employees are actually right between the 12% bracket and the 22% bracket. And that's a big jump. That means the moment you hit this line of the 22%, that means every additional dollar, you're going to pay 10% more tax. The difference between 12 and 22 is 10%. Okay? So let's do an example. Let's say, again, I'm just going to make this a very simple example just to make it understandable, okay? Let's make this example. Let's say, again, I'm not going to use the exact brackets because they change every year, but let's say you make $20,000, again, let's say you make $20,000 under the 22% bracket, okay? So you're right now in the 12% bracket, okay, and you make 20 grand under. So if you made an additional 20, it would put you right at 22. And then, of course, anything above 22 would be, you know, fully in the 22% bracket. Okay, let's say. And let's say you needed $40,000. Okay, again, let's say you need 40 grand for something you want to do, right? Whether it be buying that boat or whatever it is. Let's say you need 40 grand. You know, you say, hey, look, if I take more than $20,000, that money is going to be here. It's going to go up into the 22% bracket. And that's, again, 10% more than you're paying right now at the 12%. Okay, that's a big difference. So you might say, what can I do about this? I want to take out the 40 grand. I want to do that. But how can I structure this to ideally stay here in the 12, right? That'd be ideal if we could do it, right? So if you need 40 grand, what if we did this? We know, again, you've got 20 grand worth of wiggle room between where you are now and where that next tax bracket is. Well, what if instead of taking 40 grand all in the same tax year, what if you took out 20 grand this year and 20 grand the next year, right? And sometimes it could be, for example, December of 2024 and then January of 2025. That's two different tax years. And so you wouldn't be going up in the 22% bracket at all. You'd be just going up to it, but you wouldn't be going into it, okay? Just by splitting up this withdrawal into two different tax years, you stay down into the 12% bracket, okay? Now, these numbers aren't magical. There's nothing magical about splitting 40 to 20. It just depends where your specific situation is, your tax bracket, and then the things. But basically, just making this change, you'd save thousands of dollars in taxes just by deciding how to take withdrawals and spreading out that big withdrawal that you're thinking about making is spreading it out over time if possible. Now, I know it's not always reasonable. I know it always doesn't make sense. Again, you want to first optimize for the things, your goals and the things you want in life. But if we can also tweak how we do it so that you keep more money in your pocket at the same time, that is ideal. Okay? So that's the first thing, is be wary of big withdrawals. Okay? And just watch where your tax bracket is. Even for small withdrawals, where are you at in your tax bracket, right? What bracket are you in? How close are you to the next one? And is it reasonable to kind of keep an eye on that? Okay? Number two, I know my board's pretty full already, but I'm going to do another one, Medicare. Now, this does not affect all of you right now, unless you are about age 63 and beyond. Now, why do I say age 63? Well, you may know that age 65 is when Medicare comes into play. If you're a retiree, a federal retiree, most of you are going to be using Medicare, okay? Medicare A and B are the popular ones to use. Now, if you don't know much about that, go check out my videos on Medicare and FEHB, how they work together or how they should work together if you know what you're doing, okay? So go check those out. Long story short, though, Medicare Part B costs money. It's not free, okay? And the costs, the premiums you pay for Medicare Part B are not the same for everybody. They go up with your income. Similar, just like with your tax brackets, the more you make, the higher percentage of it goes to taxes. It's very similar with Medicare Part B premiums. The more you make, the higher you pay in premiums. Okay? So, So if you are able to, when you take, let's say, withdrawals, if you're able to watch your tax bracket, the other thing you want to look at is your Medicare Part B bracket. Again, if you type into Google, Medicare Part B 2024 premiums chart, you'll see the chart and you'll see the different income levels. Say, hey, if I make over 100 grand, I'm going to pay extra, or whatever the number is for the year you're looking at, okay? You can find those numbers to see if you're close. Many of you may not be close to that first increase. I don't know. It depends where you're at. Just keep that in mind, though, when you're making TSP withdrawals, because maybe you don't go up into a different tax bracket, but you do go up into a different Medicare bracket, so you're actually paying hundreds, if not thousands of dollars extra in Medicare premium. So keep that in mind as well. Again, when you're taking TSP withdrawals, if you can watch your tax bracket and watch your Medicare bracket, those are some of the two big things you can do just to control your money a little bit better. Now, again, it's not the end of the world if you go up into a tax bracket. That doesn't change. It doesn't end your world, okay? But it is so good to watch so you can understand how you are taxed, so you understand how to reduce that over time. So I hope that is helpful. Now, if you want help with these sort of things, if you want us to help with your numbers, if you're watching this and like, oh man, that's so much, I'm not going to be able to do that myself. Well, that's what we help clients with all the time. Tax planning and all, basically anything to do with your federal retirement, investing, taxes, insurance, all those things. We help clients with these things all the time to make sure they get the most out. So if you want help, there's a bunch of things in the description below that you'll learn about us and get a bunch of free resources, and we'll go from there. Okay? So I hope that's all helpful. Have a great rest of your day. I'll see you guys next time.